In his book, The Life and Times of the Thunderbolt Kid, Bill Bryson records growing up in America in the 1950s and 1960s. He takes a nostalgic look at life in America. He states that according to the Gallup organization, 1957 was the happiest year ever recorded in the United States. The economy was booming, people were doing extremely well, happy times were here again. That is, as long as you were not black and living in the southern states. Bryson tells us, of course not everyone shared equally in the good times. Black people who tried to improve their lot, particularly in the Deep South, particularly in Mississippi, were often subject to the most outrageous and shocking abuse, made all the more so by the fact that most people at the time didn't seem shocked or outraged at all. Clyde Kennard, a former army sergeant and paratrooper, and a person of wholly good character, tried to enroll at Mississippi Southern College in 1955. He was sent away, but thought it over and came back again and asked. But this repetitive, willful uppityness, university officials, I make that quite clear, not students, not undereducated townspeople in white sheets, but university officials planted illicit liquor and a bag of stolen chicken feed in his car and had him charged with grand theft. Kennard was tried and sent to prison for 7 years for crimes he didn't commit. He died there before his term was completed. Elsewhere in Mississippi at that time, Reverend George Lee and a man named Lamar Smith tried, in separate incidents, to exercise their right to vote. Smith actually succeeded in casting a ballot, in itself something of a miracle, but was shot dead on the courthouse steps 5 minutes later as he emerged with a dangerously triumphant smile. Although the killing was in broad daylight, in a public place, no witnesses came forward and no assailant was ever charged. The Reverend Lee, meanwhile, was turned away at the polling station, but shot dead anyway with a shotgun from a passing car as he drove home that night. The Humphreys County Sheriff ruled the death a tragic accident. The county coroner recorded it as being of unknown causes. There were no convictions in this case either. Perhaps the most shocking episode of all occurred in Mooney, Mississippi, when a young visitor from Chicago named Emmett Till rashly whistled at a white woman outside a country store. That evening, Till was hauled from his relative's house by white men, driven to a lonesome spot, beaten to a pulp, shot dead, and dumped in the river. He was 14 years old. Because Till was so young and because his mother in Chicago insisted on leaving the coffin open so that the world could see what her son had suffered, there was, finally, national outcry. In consequence, two men, the husband of the woman who had been whistled at, and his half-brother, were arrested, and a trial was duly held. The evidence against the two men was pretty overwhelming. They hadn't done much to cover their tracks, but then they didn't need to. After less than an hour's deliberation, the jury, all white people, all local people, found them guilty. The verdict would have been quicker, remarked the grinning foreman, if the jurors hadn't taken a break to drink a bottle of pop. The next year, knowing that they would never be retried, the two accused men happily admitted in an interview with Luck magazine that they had indeed beaten and killed young Emmett Till. When I read this particular story, my reaction was this, that I was so glad that there is a God of justice who will one day punish these people for the terrible evil crimes that they have committed. They will get what they fully deserved. My heart was filled with a sense of outrage. But as I continued thinking about this, I was struck by another fact. Not only is a God of justice, but that God actually loves people like this. He loved the person who pulled the trigger. He loved the person who beat up these young boy Emmett Till. He loves the jurors who are dishonest in their verdict and the corrupt judicial system that existed there. He loves the people who have actively worked to keep black people down and deprive them of their basic human rights. See, we all may not have actually committed the same crimes that these people have committed. I hope not. But we're all sinners. None of us are exceptions to the rule. We've all offended Almighty God. And yet, in spite of our sinfulness, we are loved by God, not because what we do or have done or will do. God is love, and God loves us. And yet, in spite of our collective sinfulness, God came into our world pursuing each one of us with a pardon of all of our sins. It's best summed up in that famous verse in the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life.